Before we close, I want to say a few words again about unity. If we hold in our hearts the idea of generosity, that our soul is the place from which communication emerges, not our fear, but our love is the place from which communication emerges, then we are available to life, to be in service to life. Not just our own personal life. The word personal doesn't have the same meaning anymore. Personal is planetary. Personal is whatever life brings to you. It's like what I said about death. If you're hearing about someone's death, it's because a response is called for, a response from you to in service to that soul. So here we're talking about different needs of different the infrastructure from the Village of Light. And we're thinking about what we can do, what can be put into existence, what can manifest. The importance of being present goes along with the ways in which fear is processed. If we are preoccupied with anxiety, things we're worried about, including not just a low-level anxiety, just a little bit, you know, we're not here, we're sort of planning what to do about the next difficult situation or thing that we need to plan for. If we're in that frame of reference of our thought anticipating the future, then we can't be generous because we're not here to be generous. We're in our thoughts about what's going to happen next. So unity has very much to do with the capacity to be present. And being present has very much to do with the understanding that there's more to any person than their fear or anxiety or sense of limitation or reasons for not doing something. There's more than that all of the time. So we have to look in ourselves to see how much, it's like what I said about 20% and 80%, how present are we in a situation so that we're available to respond to it? And how much are we then that 20 to 50% not there because we're worrying about something else? Presentness is a measure of the heart willing to engage with life. Presentness is a measure of the heart willing to engage with life. And so, those of us who are more involved with anxiety and thought about anticipating situations in the future or reviewing ones in the past are, by virtue of that, not fully present and therefore not fully engaged with life. So I'm saying, by way of encouragement, this is the time of emergence. Our spirit is desiring to come forth energetically. Our spirit, our soul, is desiring to come forth. And so when we go through the rest of today or tomorrow or any day, we need at some point during the day to look at how present we are and ask ourselves what we're trying to be. We're trying to be whatever we feel we're trying to be, and our own inner goal is what's going to determine our behavior. Our behavior being what we're conscious of, what we pay attention to. So let's have the courage to be honest about our awareness. Let's have the courage to be honest about our presentness or not presentness, or what is on the landscape of our own consciousness, so that we can pray about it. Even if you feel that, you know, you have very strong needs to take care of something internally, so you can't be fully present, which is a part of life too. If there's something you have to do inside yourself, so you can't be fully available. Okay, then you know that about yourself. You can still pray for whatever you pray for. You can pray for healing, for whatever needs to be taken care of inside yourself, or you can pray for a greater ability to be available to others. There are some times when there's a need to be more internal and less available. That's all right too. But being conscious of it and wanting to be there when we're there, wherever there is, that's very important. So in my closing prayer, I would like to say this. We pray for the consciousness of light to infuse our everyday consciousness, so that we may know when and how to walk on the path of light, the light of our soul, the light of our truth, the light of our heart's truth. That we may know, without fear, without shame, without judgment, what it is we need to strive for. Because, beloved ones, intention is everything. Intention, surrender, love is everything. Intention, surrender, love. And all we need to do is to be aware of where we are with these things. We don't have to castigate ourselves. We just need to be aware. We pray for the dawning of awareness, the light of the truth of our soul, to come to us, and for that same light to help all beings, that each of us upon the earth at this time may discover the generosity of heart that is part of our nature, and that the light of our soul and our soul's truth may be the light that diminishes and eradicates fear. May all be blessed. May we each contribute to that blessing of the earth. Om Namo Bhagavate.